bless you. Shall we stand to our feet? Amen. Here in the house of the Lord. Let's just open our service reading of scripture. Psalm 62. Amen. Psalm 62. Praise the Lord. It's good to be back in the house of God. Amen. Scripture declares, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouths, but they curse inwardly. Salah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Salah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are alive. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word, as we just bow in a brief word of prayer as we open the service to this afternoon. Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to come to worship. Lord, what a blessing it is to be able to come before you, God, and bring honor and glory and praise. Power belongs unto our God. And Father, we're grateful for just you. Amen. Just opening these doors once more. Thank you for the different saints that are joining us online. God, just ask that you would just minister to every heart. Be glorified and magnified in our gathering here today. You told us that wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So Lord, if somebody needs healing, may healing flow today. If they need deliverance, may deliverance flow. Father, whatever the need is, we pray that you would meet the needs of your people. God, we invite you into our time of worship. Receive it, Father, as our prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, this is my desire, hallelujah, to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. Hallelujah. Lord, I'll give you praise. Oh, all that I adore is in you. Hey, we say, Lord, I give you my heart and give you my soul, and I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Yes, Lord, have your way in me. Oh, Lord, I give you my heart. Oh, I give you my soul, and I live
for you alone. Oh, in every breath that I take, yes, every moment I'm awake. Oh, Lord, have your way in me.
Let's sing it one more time from the top.
Oh, this is my desire, oh, to honor you, and Lord, with all my heart, oh, I worship you. Within me, oh God, I give you praise, oh, and all that I adore is in you. Hey, say, Lord, I give you my heart. Oh, I give you my soul. Oh, yes, I do. And I live for you alone. Oh, and every breath that I take, yes, every moment I'm awake. Hallelujah. Oh, God, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. And I give you my soul, hallelujah, and I live for you alone. Oh, every breath that I take, yes, every moment I'm away. Oh, Jesus, have your way in me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, Jesus. Have your way in us. Have your way. Amen, amen, amen. My, he deserves the glory and the honor.
You deserve the glory and the honor,
yes, hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, I lift my hands in worship as I bless your holy name. Oh, you deserve the glory,
hallelujah,
and the honor, oh my. Oh, Lord, I lift my hands in worship.
Hallelujah.
As I bless your holy name.
For you are great.
Oh, you do miracles so great.
Yeah, there is no one else like you.
Oh, there is no like you,
God, you are great.
Yeah, you do miracles so great.
Oh, there is no one else like you.
Yes, oh, there is no one else like you.
You deserve the glory,
hallelujah,
and the honor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, I lift my hands in worship.
Oh, and I bless your holy name.
For you deserve the glory.
Yes, you do, Jesus,
and the honor.
Oh Lord, I lift my hands in worship. Oh, as I bless your holy name. For you are great. Hey, you do miracles so great. Oh, there is no one else like you. Ah, there is no one like you. Yes, you are great. Hey, you do miracles so great. And there is no one else like you. Hallelujah. Oh, there is no one like you. God, you are great. Thank you, Jesus. You do miracles so great. Yeah, there is no one else like you. My God, oh, there is no one like you. Say you are great. Hey, you do miracles so great. No one else like you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, now there is no one more time. You are great. Hallelujah. You do miracles. Thank you, Jesus. There is no one else like you. Hallelujah. Oh, there is no one else like you. Oh, there is no one else like you. Nobody like Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. How we worship Him. How we praise Him. For He alone deserves the glory. Amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. So good, amen, just to bring Him what He deserves. Amen. Another song say, I love to be in your presence with your people singing praises. I was recently looking at some of the recommendations from CDC, I believe it was. And, you know, they knew the president that said he wants churches to be able to come back together. And again, I'm grateful for us having a president that would make a statement like that. You know, he wants churches. He said, we need more prayer, not less. And I said, well, praise the Lord. We'll take that too. But CDC come up some recommendations. They said, we want them to go back to church. But, you know, limit the singing. Limit the singing. Because, you know, just through singing, things are projected. But the Bible says, sing unto the Lord a new song, right? And as believers, that's just part of what we do. We worship. We were actually created to worship. We sing, amen. And sometimes the song gets so good to us, we start dancing, right? But we can't help ourselves, you know, when we talk about His goodness. One songwriter did say, he didn't even say when I sing of His goodness. He says when I think. Right? When I just start thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. My God. So that's part of this. And amen. If you ain't never experienced it, then we have another scripture for you. Oh, taste and see. that the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. So I'm sorry, we're going to have to not use that recommendation. We're going to sing. We're going to open our mouth wide and we're going to praise him. Glory to God. He's been just that good. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We can't help ourselves. That's what this is all about. Amen. This is not a museum. When we come to church, we come to praise him. Amen. Amen. We come to praise him. Glory to God. So we, again, just want to thank the Lord for being here. I want to take time to do a couple things here this morning before we... I got a couple announcements that I need to make. And then I'm going to sing a special on today. And then we're going to have the preacher come and preach for us. But our announcements, amen. I know we have a couple birthdays this week. And Sister Liz, amen, will be celebrating a birthday on tomorrow. So let's wish her a happy birthday. Amen. Thank God for giving her another year. And also Brother Josiah, amen, he'll be celebrating a birthday on Friday. So we thank God for giving him another year. Amen, as well. Thank God for both of them. I believe everybody received the communication that I sent out, amen, either through text or through WhatsApp, but we were just letting everybody know what our plan was as we were just trying to bring everybody back into fellowship. We have asked and opened up the doors for, amen, those that are considered at risk, those that are 60 and over. We've opened up the doors to allow them to come, amen, in person to service on Wednesday night. And it'll just be them and just the group that'll be here just handling the service, whether it's video or audio or whatever. Just that small group that we're just having service, and everybody else will stream. But we wanted to give them an opportunity to just kind of get reacclimated, amen, and just do it in a way where no one, that we keep the risk down, amen. That's the main thing. And so we're going to continue to do that for the next couple weeks. And then eventually we'll get to the point where everybody will be welcome to come back on Wednesday, just as we were doing it here on Sunday. We also open up so our, again, at risk, they're able to come on Sunday, and they've selected to come to the 9 o'clock service. So we just thank God that they are in fellowship. Amen. We thank God for that. Praise the Lord. So we'll still do our Sundays, 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock for the next couple weeks. And I think the main thing that we are watching, like I mentioned, I think on Wednesday night, how we have people that are on the front line getting reports. You know, what happens is that the media tell us what they want us to know. They kind of get everybody all hyped up and messed up, and you can't do this, you can't do that, and then things just got tapering off, right? And they promote what they want us to know. So rather than just kind of jump back into everything, we said we're going to take a slower approach, and we'll keep our ears to the ground, kind of knowing what's happening right there in the hospitals, what's happening on front line. If people still dying, you know, from this, then we want to make sure we're using all the precautions that we can so that nobody has a problem at Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. Amen. And thus far, the Lord has led us this route. And you know what? We've had no outbreaks. We've had nobody even get sick. Amen. I think there's been some that have demonstrated symptoms. And I mean, even before all of this was being announced, I think my wife was going through something. I remember I saw her down for a week, but she said I was down. She said she was down for 2 weeks. She was going through something. And she was, you know, I mean, we still in the house. We didn't know nothing. We didn't know no better. But I tell you what, God protected her, watched over her, and protected us and watched over us. And I believe he's protecting the church and watching over the church. So we're going to make it through this season. Amen. I believe that. But we want to just do it with as much wisdom as possible. So if you all just bear with us, amen, as we continue, amen, trudging, amen, these waters.
Again, if you don't have it yet, we ask that you download the new church app, because we'll be switching over to a new platform. And if you download it, go to your app store and just download. It's an app called The Church App. Just download that and then find Spirit of Truth Tabernacle, and then you'll be able to be on the same page as the rest of us. Also, as far as giving is concerned, again, you have the ability to give online. Those that are watching, amen, via Facebook or watching via Periscope, we let you know that there's two options to give online. You can use the Cash App. The church has a Cash App account. And you can use Cash Symbol Spirit and Truth Team is our Cash App. And then also if you want to give through PayPal, you can use, just make sure you use the send to a friend or to a family member option, and use the email address giving@john423.org. I was just thinking on this week as far as giving, and you know, God has been good to us. You know, He has supplied, He has provided, He blessed us with this piano. Amen. And we're grateful for His blessings. Amen. With that, I think I got a little card that I want to read here for you all. And amen. And God's just been good. But I was just thinking this on this week. When we go to restaurants, amen, and we sit down and we eat, you know, we are invited to give a little something for the meal that we just had. And so here we eat spiritual food. Amen. And we want to invite everybody that wants to, amen, give a little bit towards the meal. We would appreciate that. So we invite you to do that. Those that are inside the sanctuary, you'll just give in the box. Amen. As you enter or as you leave today. So God bless you. Here's a little card. Amen. That was given. It says, with special thanks to all of you, to know you is to know people who are kind, considerate, and thoughtful. To know you is to be grateful for the special things you do, for everything you've done, for being the special people that you are. Thank you so very much. Your cheerful giving and kind hearts have blessed us tremendously. We are so grateful to be a part of such a beautiful congregation. May the Lord bless you all. This is from the Spirit and Truth musicians. They are thanking you all for the keyboard, amen, that was given to them through your generosity and your giving. You have really, really blessed them. So they wanted to say thank you, amen, for that. So let's pray over our giving. Amen. I got one other thing I need to do, and we'll go into a song. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity we have to give. Thank you for supplying and providing our every need. Lord, it could have been much worse, but Lord, you sustained us. You stayed the hand of the enemy. You rebuked the devourer for our sake, as you promised in your word. And God, we're so appreciative of how we've seen you, Lord, manifest yourself over and over again, week after week, day after day, you provided. So Father, as we come cheerfully to give back to you based on how you have given to us, use this for the furtherance of your kingdom. God, be glorified and magnified even in and through our giving. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. So we have this class of 2020. We have a couple graduates, amen, here in our church. And the unfortunate thing is that they really couldn't invite many people to come to the graduation, see them walk across the stage and things of that nature. A lot of things have been done virtually, you know, but we're grateful that the Lord has allowed two of our young people to make it to graduation, amen, during this year. And Brother Nehemiah was one that graduated, and Sister Erica, amen, is a graduate this year, amen, Sister Erica Samuel. And Sister Erica, we have something for you that we want to give to you. So since you couldn't walk across the stage, you can walk up here. God bless you. Congratulations to you, sir. Praise the Lord. They're trying to get a picture. Let me do it like this. Praise the Lord. Thank God for our graduates and pray that God will direct them as they go forward. Can we, amen, do this little song here? Amen. God is a good God. I think we're going to dedicate this one, amen, to Sister Yosha. She asked for this, so this is dedicated to Sister Yosha. Amen. Father, I see you are drawing a line in the sand. I want to be standing on your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come and let it live in me. This is my prayer. This is my plea. And Father, I see you are drawing a line in the sand. I want to be standing on your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come and let it live in me. This is my prayer. This is my plea. Let the worshipers arise. Oh, let the sons and the daughters sing. Oh, I surrender my all. Yes, I surrender to the King. Oh, let the worshipers rise. And let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Oh, and Father, I hear it growing louder, the song of your redeemed, as the saints of every nation are awakening to sing. And from our heart there comes an anthem. Oh, hear the heavens ring. This is a song to our King. Let the worshipers arise. Hey, and let the sons and the daughters sing. My, I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Hey, let the worshipers arise. And let the sons and the daughters sing. Oh, I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. One more time. Oh, let the worshipers rise. Hey, let the sons and the daughters sing. Well, I'm surrendering my all. Oh, I surrender to the King. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Appreciate my precious daughter, Sarah. Amen. Our Lord is blessing her on the acoustic. Amen. Thank God for her. This afternoon, amen, precious brother Jerry Cesar will be coming to minister to our hearts. And we are truly under expectation for what God has in store for us. I tell you one thing that has happened during this pandemic. We have been eating very well spiritually. Amen. God has been feeding his people. And I'm just very grateful for all the food that we've been getting. God is good. Amen. So as we just stand to our feet, amen, we can continue to sing the chorus there. Let the worshipers arise. And let's just welcome, amen, our brother Jerry Cesar to, amen, the pulpit on today. And trust that the Lord will use him to speak to us. Good to see you again, brother Dave. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, let the worshipers rise. Oh, let the sons and the daughters sing. Hey, I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Everybody, let the worshipers arise.
You this afternoon, church. God richly bless you. It's a privilege to be in the house of the Lord, and it's a greater privilege to be amongst his bride. I'm very pleased to see everybody today, and you know, amid this pandemic, and I'm glad to know the church doors will not close. So it is certainly has been a privilege, and this time has been nothing but a blessing. And when you talk about something like this hitting the land, so much people are running for cover, are scared, and fear consumes everybody's heart. But God, he has a veil, and he has us in that veil. And we thank him so much this morning, well, this afternoon. So I greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. And I'm so grateful for all you guys' prayers. My family is doing well. My wife is doing well. And I mean, you guys continue to keep them in prayer as they're enduring this time. God bless you. Thank you so much, musicians. So we won't take no, we won't waste no time. We're entering into his word. And I wish to read here this morning in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. And congratulations for all the new graduates. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18, it reads, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God." I also wish to turn in 1 John chapter 5. Just read one verse there, verse 11. It reads, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." Let us just bow for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, God, that you've allowed us to gather here this afternoon, Father. We want to thank you, Lord, that God, in the midst of a time like this, Lord, we can still feed on your word. But Lord God, at this time, I pray that you would minister to every heart, Lord. You know the needs that is in this place this afternoon, God. And Lord, those that are watching from abroad, Father, Lord, may you minister to their hearts, God. Father, I ask that, Lord, you would hide me behind the cross, Father. Lord, I'm almost sure, God, that no one came here to hear me, but they came here to hear you, Father. So, God, may you speak, Lord, and may mighty things happen in the midst of your mighty people. Lord, we thank you, God, and we bless this time, Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to his reading. You may have your seats. And I wish to use as a title this afternoon, Redeemed in God's Predestination. And I realize the time we're living in is certainly a very unstable and very uncertain. But with everything that's happening, it's only to push us to where we need to be. It's only to get us to where we were predestinated to be. And I believe that in the midst of a shaky world, a shaky condition, I thank God that we still serve a God that's unshakable, a God that's unmovable, a God that's always abounding. And if there was ever a time for someone to run to Christ, it's now. And I say that right now, people are at a road of decision. They're either choosing to step in or choosing to stay out. Because Christ knocking at the door, but he'll be knocking for the last time. And I want to speak as a subject more so on life, because life can have a misconception if you don't know what life is. And life in the presence of death cannot be denied. Life in the presence of any circumstance cannot be denied. It's like I can use as a mother that's having a child, and the baby is born. When that baby is born, it starts to cry. There's no denying that there's life in that child, because you hear that baby's cry. Now, this world, I can say, is going through birth pains, just as a mother would. And that mother that brings forth that child, and that child begins to cry. Now, I believe it's that same cry that the people need, a cry for God. And that cry is what produces life. Because that life won't be denied. Amen. Now, there's some misconceptions of life. I did a little research on this, and some of the misconceptions of life, well, these are just general definitions, but here it says the existence of an individual, human being or animal. And that's basic. Most of us understand life as that. There's some other sayings, either the two states of a person's existence separated by death, as in Christianity or in some other religions. And another says any of a number of successive existence in which a soul is held to be reincarnated. Now, that's in Hinduism or those kind of religions. And then here it says that the period between birth in a living thing, especially a human being. So life, what is life? Now, someone in the Bible that had a misconception of life was the rich young ruler. All right. Now, the rich young ruler, he came and he had everything, but he realized he was lacking something. All right. And in the word, it says, and when he was gone forth into the way, this is in Mark 10, verse 18, it says, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, Now, I like how the Bible says this, because he didn't just, it didn't say he was walking, but he was running.
All right.
He saw Jesus, and he was running to Jesus.
All right.
And that tells me that he was desperate for something.
Right.
He realized he was living in a time that was unstable. He realized he was living in a time that was uncertain.
Right.
So he was running because he needed life.
Yeah.
And now it goes on to say that he asked him, he said, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?"
Right.
And you see, there was something that I heard, and that was his problem. He was asking what he can do to inherit eternal life. And there was nothing that he could do to inherit eternal life. And there's a quote here, and I heard this. Prophet says, this is in Come Follow Me. The prophet says, "Always remember, keeping the commandments of God is a great thing. Being raised in a good home is a heritage from God. And to be fine kids with personalities as you have good, wonderful to have an education. It's wonderful to even live in the free in this free land. We got many things to be thankful for. But there's one thing that you just don't inherit. You got to accept it. That's eternal life. And you'll only do that by following Jesus, by a born-again experience. Don't neglect that." And you see, the rich young ruler's approach was, what can I do to inherit eternal life, not knowing that he was talking to eternal life. You see, the eternal life is the person of Jesus Christ. And many times it's more about what you accept than what you do. And despite that, God gave him a chance. God said, the scripture goes on to say, Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none but good but God." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. And there was a quote where the prophet said, Jesus loved them because there was something good about him. And scripture says, "One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me." And he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Now, you could have all the possessions in the world, but if you don't have him, you have nothing.
Right.
And the rich young ruler was grieved. Now, there's another quote I wish to read here. This is 560401, The Mighty Conqueror. The prophet says, "To know him is life."
Right.
Remember that, Christian friend and sinner friend. Yes. To know him is life.
Yes.
Many people go and they learn a catechism. They think that's life. Many people go and learn the Bible. They think that's life. Many people know the doctrine of their church. They think that's life. All those things are good. But to know him personally as your personal individual Savior, that is life. And that alone, to know him. It's good to know your catechism. It's good to know your books. It's good to know your doctrine of your church. But all that is the sideline. But to know him is life. To know him and to know life is to know him. And you see, it's easy to hold a Bible, but holding a Bible means nothing if you don't know him. It's easy to go to church, but it has nothing, no value to you if you don't know him. And I once heard this. One of the most dangerous things amongst people today is living a sanctified life, but not born again.
Wow.
And the only difference, if we could think about the foolish virgins and the bride, they were both living sanctified lives. But one had oil and the other one didn't.
Right.
And you see, you can live a sanctified life without the Holy Ghost.
Right.
But you must have a born-again experience. Because a born-again experience is how you can have life.
Amen.
Now, quote here I wish to read says, "Each person is sitting here, is filled with something. Now, the prophet said, I'm going to close. I may have to after that. I don't know. I might just have to. But he says, you're filled with something. You can't sit here. You can't sit there without being full of something. You've got a life in you. That life governs you, and that life is governed by a spirit. Now, you might be full of the world, loving the world or the things of the world. God be merciful to you. You might be full of creeds from such church, some little prayers that you say you think that's going to, or pray to some dead person, or make some kind of sign, cross. God be merciful to you. And you may be full of religion, and that's worse yet. And if I can just say, I don't know who this is for this afternoon, but God is not after religion. He's after relationship. God in your life wants you to have a relationship with him. A relationship when you wake up in the morning. A relationship when you're at work. A relationship before you go to sleep at night. A religion is a routine. A prophet goes on to say, the Bible, he says, and you may be full of religion, and that's worse yet. That's right. The Bible said in the last days they'd be very religious, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. If you're of religion, you're miserable. Just religion, that's all. If you're full of creeds, you don't know what you're talking about. You're full of the world, you're blind. And then again, you may be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen? I hope you are. And if you're not, I hope you get full. And if you're full of the Holy Ghost, what you got? You've got power. You've got love. You've got peace. You've got, my peace I'll give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. You got peace. You're sealed. You got a sign. Amen. You got rest. You got joy unspeakable and full of glory. You're anchored. That's what you are with the Holy Ghost. If you're full of the Holy Ghost, you're passed from death unto life. Now, you're not only redeemed in God's predestination, but you are veiled in God's predestination. Right? The prophet says here, hold it tight. The veil is what keeps us. This is in the message 570915. Paragraph 596 says, the veil is what keeps us from living the way we should. Wow. Veil is what keeps us from doing the things we really want to do. And God became veiled in flesh, and the veil was torn in two, and God became God again, and he raised up the veil. He hid himself in. That's the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, proving to us that in this veil that we're now hidden by faith, we believe it and accept it. And when this veil is torn in two, I'll go in his presence with the assurance, knowing that I know him in the power of his resurrection. At that coming of the Lord Jesus, this veil will be raised again in a perfect, in a perfected way, till I walk with him, talk with him as my Savior and God. God, when he takes the throne of David, he will live forever in this veil after it's been perfected. But this veil has sin in it. It don't matter. Don't ever think that the glorified body in this earth has got to die some, same as your soul has to die to be born again. And the veil gives you a right. You have a right. Now, so many people has a right today. A right is given to almost anything or anybody. And you have your God-given right. Now, you have a right. There's those that have a right, of course, as a woman. Of course, a right as a man. There's a right as a veteran, a right as a citizen of this country. But there are those that has a right as a son of God. And anybody has a right to be a son of God. But a right means nothing if you don't use it. A right is void if it's not carried with authority. A right is not void if it's not carried with authority. Now, where there's no grounds to stand on your rights, there's no grounds of possession. If you're not standing on the grounds of the word, then you're not standing on no grounds of possession. Your possession is the word. Your possession is your faith. Now, whether it be healing, deliverance, whatever it is, that's within your possession. Because you have a right to it. And what gives you that right is the faith you have to have access to your possessions. And you have faith in the word. And what the word is a promise to you. And there's a power that produces that promise. Brother Branham says here in this message, the unfailing realities of the living God. It says in paragraph 79, that's the way God wants us to know his word. We know it. We've traveled it. We've tested. We've tried it. And you know where it leads to. Now, his roadmap is his Bible. The Bible is the roadmap that leads to the power of God. Faith leads you to the power. Power produces the promise. We need power. And your faith this morning, this afternoon, is what gives you, what leads you to that power, the power of the word. And when you yield your faith, yield your sword, right? When God delivers you, when God heals you, that does not exclude you from fighting. There's some form of a battleground you keep to keep your healing, to keep your deliverance. So what you need to keep your deliverance, to keep your healing, is to yield your sword of faith. The more you yield your sword, the more you get control of his. The more you yield your sword of faith, the more you get control of God's word. And the word is your defense. The word is your secret place. The word is your strong tower. The word is your veil. All right. Now, I wish to say this here. Predestination lies at the root and not the fruits. Predestination lies at the root, not at the fruits. See, what do I mean by that? Predestination is God's election by foreknowledge. And if you are an elect today, it's because you were an elect before the foundation of the world. Chosen of God himself. Now, you weren't chosen when you got here on this earth, but you were chosen before that. And sometimes the devil likes to remind you of what you did, but remind him of what God did. Remind him that you were chosen before the foundation of the world, before he was even in existence, before the word was even a word. You see? Quote here says, the anointed ones at the end time. Prophet says, there you are. The Methodist will bring forth a Methodist every time. The Baptist will bring forth a Baptist every time. The Catholic will bring forth Catholic every time. But the Church of the Living God will produce Christ from the root. The word every time. If it ever puts forth another vine of its own. And going to paragraph 51. It says, now he abideth in me, him that was in my root at the beginning. That's the reason Jesus was both the root and the offspring of David. He was before David, in David, and after David. Both root and offspring of David. The morning star, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, Alpha and Omega, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. In him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And in you dwells the fullness of Christ. Now, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. I wish to read that. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. And if I could just say this, God's redemption did not and does not depend on conditions. God's redemption is unconditional. God did not redeem you in your estate as a sinner, but as a son. God did not redeem you in your estate as a failure, but as an overcomer. God did not redeem you in your estate in sickness, but healed. And just like anyone with possessions, say you just purchased a brand new iPhone. And I like the color red. So let's say you just purchased a brand new red iPhone and you've lost it. And what you remember of that iPhone, you remember that it was beautiful. It was red and it was perfect. It had all the nice capabilities. So what truly exists in your perception, in your mind, is that that iPhone is what it was when you first purchased it. So it doesn't matter if it went through a season where maybe the screen broke. It doesn't matter if maybe it went through another season and the color chipped a little bit. What only matters is what you remember that iPhone to be. And what only matters to God is what he remembers of you. What only matters to God is what God remembers you to be. And God has not redeemed a corruptible vessel, but an incorruptible vessel. And I can say what Brother Kweku said a few weeks ago, God did not redeem your negative, but your positive. So it doesn't matter what storm you may be going through this afternoon. It doesn't matter what mountain you may be climbing. You've already made it. Because he's already made it. And I wish to read here. Prophet says, and in God's mind, when he speaks a word, it's already confirmed in heaven. That's how perfect it is up there. So how much are we mortals who have been redeemed by his grace, trust his word? If his word says so, that settles it. Now, first, a word, the Bible said in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Now, before it could be a word, it had to be a thought, because it was a thought expressed. And this is what I say, that God remembers you when you were redeemed, what he remembers you to be from the beginning, not what you are right now. So you see, before you could be an expression of God's word, you had to be a thought. You had to be an expression of God's thoughts. And God's thoughts is not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. For he said to be holy even as he is holy. The prophet goes on to say, and God, when he seen that the enemy of this world was going to do what he did, God thought how he would send a great plan of redemption. And when he thought it, then he spoke it, and it was as good as done right there. So when you were spoken in God's thoughts, you were a finished product. You were a completed work. You were a perfected being. And I wish to read here. This is Revelation chapter 5. 61:06-18, prophet says, but we have an incorruptible inheritance. That is salvation, redemption. Go back to the Garden of Eden. Think of it. Lord, who wouldn't want to go back? Life, Adam and Eve, and live back there. Our food provided each day, and Heavenly Father always along the trail talking to us. See that great light walking before us, the lion and the wolf feeding together, bullock eating in the straw, the lion eating with him. When now they eat one another, or the lion eats the bullock and the wolf eats the bullock, whatever he can eat, but them days it won't be that way. The great beautiful birds flying, there'll be no more sorrow. There'll never be a marker that we press under our foot. Down along the trail, we'll see our children, our loved ones. Oh, God, what a day. What a day. No matter what we receive here on earth, it's just all going to fade away. But that won't fade away. And church, I wish to tell you that you've been redeemed, already have your place in God's throne. You've already have your place in God's kingdom because your positive lays there. Your perfection lays there. And it doesn't matter what you may be going through this afternoon, how your body may be feeling, or what the reality is in your life. Wherever you are, God wants you to know that you've already made it because he's already made it. God bless you. Let us bow. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just want to thank you, Father. Lord God, you said that your kingdom does not come by signs or observation, but by the power and demonstration of your Spirit. Lord God, we thank you, Father, that you have reserved a place for us in heaven, that you have reserved, even before we were born, our places for us. Father, help us to recognize that our domain, our dwelling place is not here on this earth. But God, we have a place waiting for us, Father. Lord, may you perfect ours, Lord God. May you trim our lamps, Lord God, that we, Father, would, whether it's, if it's something that we need to give up, Lord God, help us to give it up. If it's something that we need to walk away from, help us to walk away from it. But Lord God, help us to not miss that day. And Lord, knowing that we have been redeemed even before the foundation of this world, Lord God, help us, Lord, that we would grab hold of your unfailing word. We would grab hold of your eternal life. And that to know you, Lord God, we will come to know what life really is. Lord, we thank you this afternoon, God, and I pray that these words would minister to someone's heart, that they'll know what life really is Jesus Christ. That they'll come to know him, accept him, and live for him. We thank you, Lord, and we commit all things into your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church.
Praise the Lord. How we appreciate Brother Jerry, amen, on today just delivering to us what God has placed in his heart. And I just love some of the statements. In the midst of a shakable world, God remains unshakable. It said God is not after religion or routine, but God, he's after relationship. And a beautiful statement there, predestination lies at the roots, not the fruits. You know, you can go through your life sometimes, you can be producing some really bad fruit, you know, and some folk would just kind of give up on you. But when we talk about predestination, what God saw in the beginning is what he's going to see in the end. And whatever he has to bring you through in order to get you to, then that's just what he'll do. Right? So thank God predestination lies in the roots. And I just appreciate the word of the Lord on today. I want to sing this song, amen, before we would prepare to dismiss. Amazing love, amen, amazing love. Also, I wanted to just mention Sister Dixon had to have an outpatient procedure this week, amen. And just remember her in your prayers, that God would just continue to touch her in her body, amen, and just give her complete and total healing. So let's just remember her, amen, before we leave today, amen, in prayer. But let's stand and let's sing, amen, a little bit of this song, just thinking about his amazing love and how good he's been to us. Say, I'm forgiven because you were forsaken, and I'm accepted. You were condemned.
Lord, I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, oh, amazing love. How can it be? Yes, that you, my King, would die for me. Oh, amazing love, and I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you, Lord, in all I do. Let me honor you. Well, see, I'm forgiven because you were forsaken, and I'm accepted. You were condemned. Lord, I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me. Oh, because you died and rose again. Oh, amazing love. How can it be? Yeah, that you, my King, would die for me. Oh, amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you, oh Lord, in all I do. Let me honor you in all I do. Let me honor you in all I do. Let me honor you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, how we appreciate your words. Amen on today. God, just tell us how predestination was in the roots, not just the fruits. It will certainly manifest itself in the fruits. But Lord, just realizing how grateful we are for your grace, for your love, your mercy, your kindness. We're redeemed through your predestination, God. And Lord, when everybody else might give up on us, you'll never give up on us, God. And we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Thank you for Brother Jerry just getting himself out of the way to speak these words to people to encourage hearts everywhere. God, we just pray that you just return the blessing back to him as he gave it out to your people on today. We want to remember, Lord, our precious sister Dixon. God, a mother of this assembly, God had to have an outpatient procedure, Lord, just over the week. And we're just praying, Lord, that you would just touch her and that you would just bring healing to her body, that you would watch over her, that there would be no complications, God, from the procedure. And God, that you would raise her up, that she'd be able to come back into fellowship once again amongst the saints of God. Strengthen her, Lord, in her spirit, Lord, is our prayer. God, we just thank you for this day that you've allowed us all to be able to come together and to worship once more. And ask that you just watch over the saints as they prepare to leave this place, but not your presence. Keep us under your tender care. And God, we just thankful that some of the saints are starting to be able to come out and get back into fellowship, Lord. And Father, we just believe that you'll just continue to watch over the church. This great thing that has happened, Father, and not only in U.S., but all over the world. God, you have brought us through once again, and we pray that you continue to bring us through. So watch over your people, God, is my prayer. We bind every symptom that would try to attack their bodies.
And Father, we just thank you in advance for your healing touch, amen, that will flow from Calvary's cross right through our veins. Pray, God, that you would keep us until we're able to meet again. Be glorified and magnified in our lives. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Can we give the Lord another hand of praise? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. To all of our saints that are joining us online, we say God bless you. Amen. We will see you again next week. Look forward to coming together again on Wednesday night. Amen. Saints that are here present, we'll see you next week and look forward to having you online on Wednesday night. God bless you. The brothers will come at this time to dismiss you. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord.